Your Bibles, the book of Exodus, chapter 26. And I'll have to find what verse, because I've got mine marked. Verse 15, Exodus chapter 26, beginning in verse 16. 15, excuse me. "And thou shalt make boards for the tabernacle of shittim wood, standing up. 10 cubits shall be the length of a board, and a cubit and a half shall be the breadth of one board. 2 tenons shall there be in one board, set in order, one against another. Thus shalt thou make for all the boards of the tabernacle. And thou shalt make the boards of the tabernacle 20 boards on the south side, southward. And thou shalt make 40 sockets of silver under the 20 boards, 2 sockets under one board for his 2 tenons, and 2 sockets under another board for his 2 tenons. And for the second side of the tabernacle on the north side there shall be 20 boards. And there 40 sockets of silver, 2 sockets under one board, and 2 sockets under another board. And for the sides of the tabernacle westward, thou shalt make 6 boards. And the 2 boards shalt thou make for the corners of the tabernacle in the 2 sides. And they shall be coupled together beneath, and they shall be coupled together above the head of it unto 1 ring. Thus shall it be for them both. They shall be for the 2 corners. And they shall be 8 boards, and their sockets of silver, 16 sockets. 2 sockets under one board, and 2 sockets under another board." And then we'll stop right there. I want to talk about, if you might have guessed, the boards of the tabernacle. These are 10 feet long. And they stand up 10 feet tall. Well, 10 cubits. The boards are also made of the shittim wood, just as the wood used in the ark and in the table. They are to be, well, didn't get to that part because I kind of got tired of reading it. Thou shalt, verse 29 says, "And thou shalt overlay the boards with gold, and make the rings of gold for places for the bars, and thou shalt overlay the bars with gold." Anything made of wood in this tabernacle is plated in gold. Because we said before, the shittim wood, which was a, they said the one of the translations actually translates it, instead of translating it shittim wood, translates it indestructible wood, because that's what it's supposed to be. It's wood that doesn't fall apart when it gets old, when it's cut from a tree. Every piece of wood is plated over in gold. Again, it's not gilt. It's not hammered really thin, it's plated. With the gold we have the deity, with the wood we have the humanity, the incorruptible humanity, the indestructible humanity shown in Christ. And these boards are what puts the tabernacle together. This is the framework.
Yeah.
Of the tabernacle. We've talked about the curtains. We talked about the furniture. The ark. The mercy seat. The tabernacle. Table of showbread. The candlestick. We've talked about the curtains. Well, these curtains got to go over something. They're going over these boards. And these boards. I like how he says it. "And thou shalt make boards for the tabernacle of shittim wood, standing up." The tabernacle's not laying down. The tabernacle stands up. These boards stand up to support everything. The tabernacle itself, of fine linen, fine twined linen, and gold and scarlet and purple and cherubim of cunning work. This is what's going to support it above the head, above the mercy seat, above the ark, above the table of the showbread. This is the framework for everything that has come forth before this. Again, I can't help repeating myself because this is. You've got the wood, you've got the gold, you've got the dual nature of the God-man. Jesus Christ is God. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ is man. And I got to thinking about this, and one of the reasons why it uses these gold-plated boards to hold up everything, to hold up the tabernacle, to hold up the ram skin dyed red, to hold up the badger skin, to hold up the goat's hair curtain. Everything is held up by these boards standing up, covered in gold. And this place, God said, I'm looking in this book and I don't. What God said was, make me a tabernacle that I might dwell in it. Mm-hmm. Now, this is where God was coming to dwell. It's held up by wooden boards plated in gold. It's covered by fine twine linen, by goat's hair curtain, by ram skin dyed red, and by badger skin. And within is the ark, within is the mercy seat, the table and the showbread and the candlestick. But all of this is held up by these wooden boards, plated in gold, because this tabernacle showing redemption. This is where the blood is going to be shed. On the mercy seat. Within the veil. This is all held up by these wooden boards. Because our Redeemer has to be a kinsman. So I got to thinking about the book of Ruth. Because that's where you find the kinsman redeemer. And of course I had all this written out. But basically the story of Ruth and her mother-in-law, where Ruth's husband died, everyone died. And Ruth followed her mother-in-law back to Israel. And told her, your people are going to be my people. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Your way is going to be my way.
Right. Yeah.
Your God is going to be my God. Mm-hmm. And she stuck with her. Yeah. So, it came down to it. Ruth met, there was a kinsman named Boaz. And he saw Ruth and thought Ruth was awfully pretty. And she was. His bride was to be was comely. That's what he said. Mm-hmm. And that's the only part that matters, is what he thinks. But anyhow, they had a nearer kinsman. Mm-hmm. Now the kinsman is to redeem that which pertains to those who have lost. Where Ruth's mother-in-law had lost her husband, lost all her sons, she could be redeemed by a near kinsman. The nearest kinsman is the one that is supposed to do it. Boaz went to the fella and said, you have, because he told Ruth, he said, no, there is a nearer kinsman than me. So Boaz went to that fella and said, will you redeem them? And the fella said, I can't. He says, if I did that, I'd mess up my own inheritance. He did not have the wherewithal, the power, or the wealth.
Right.
He had the right.
Right.
He could have done it, but he didn't have the power to do it.
Yeah.
Boaz did. Boaz, being a near kinsman, not the nearest kinsman, but a near kinsman, said, I will redeem them.
Yeah.
And he did. And it is said, it was said to Naomi, where is it? Fine. And the women said unto Naomi, blessed be the Lord, which hath not left thee this day without a kinsman, that his name may be famous in Israel. God and man, Jesus Christ is our kinsman. He came in the flesh, because only in the flesh could he be the Redeemer. Because all through the Old Testament, all through the tabernacle, without shedding of blood, there is no remission. Without humanity, a human body, there's no blood. He came, which is supposedly what this holiday a couple of days ago was for, celebrating him coming, his incarnation, perfect deity into humanity. Now this all gets lost in Happy Birthday Jesus. And they don't understand that that was a perfect God in a perfect body. Incorruptible wood. Indestructible wood. I don't understand it myself sometimes. And he grew up. And I like what Henry Mahan pointed out one time. He said, when Jesus was 12 years old, he talked to the doctors and confounded them with his knowledge. Well, it's because he was smarter than they were. But it doesn't say when our Lord was 12 years old. It said when Jesus was. Our Lord's got no birthday. He's got no beginning. He's going to have no end. But this body did come. And he joined himself in the likeness of sinful flesh. Not in sinful flesh, but in the likeness of it. And he's still joined to it. There's a man seated at the right hand of God. And that man is shown in these boards of the tabernacle. Plated in gold, because he is also God sitting at the right hand of God. Expecting that his enemies be made his footstool. And upon this, everything hangs. On his deity and his humanity, the tabernacle hangs. The ramskin dyed red hangs. The goat's hair curtain hangs. The badger skin hangs all over these boards, standing up. Showing his deity and his humanity, the God-man. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is our Lord and our Redeemer. I love how it says that in the book of Isaiah. Thus saith the Lord God and the Holy One of Israel. Thus saith the Lord God and thy Redeemer. They're separate and they're together.
Yeah.
In Him.
Mm-hmm.
And in Him alone. This is the framework upon which everything else stands. Now, the next thing in this little section that we've got here are silver sockets. Under every one of these boards, standing up, is two silver sockets. Now, according to Pink, and I agree with him in this, silver, they said, shows his atonement. Everything shows his atonement. The scarlet in the fine twine linen, the goat's hair shows the atonement. The ram skin dyed red shows the atonement. But the silver sockets are what makes the board stand up. Everything stands. The humanity, the deity, stands because of what he came here to do.
Yeah.
For this cause,
right,
came I into this
there
world.
Yeah.
For this cause, mm-hmm, came I into this world.
Yeah.
Even though Peter cut somebody's ear off with a sword, he said, wait a minute. For this cause came I into this world. When he was a babe in the manger, he was the lamb slain before the foundation,
yes,
of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Before he was the babe in a manger, he was the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. What part of before the foundation of the world do they not understand?
Mm-hmm.
Well, every part of it.
Yeah.
He was the lamb slain on this foundation. These silver sockets, which is a pure element, everything rests.
Mm-hmm.
Because the boards sit on it, everything hangs on the boards,
mm-hmm,
but these boards rest on these silver sockets. Everything is tied together. The boards are tied together. I didn't read it, but the boards are tied together by another gold bar that goes through rings all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
When you put this thing together, it's solid.
Yeah.
Silver is heavy. Gold is heavy. I'm assuming shittim wood was pretty heavy because of the way they talk about it being the incorruptible, indestructible wood. If you've ever picked up a good piece of oak, it's heavy. Any tough wood, the reason it's tough is because it's dense. There's weight. There's solidity. There's substance in Christ. This tabernacle, when it was all put together, wasn't going anywhere. Let the winds blow as they may. They're on a solid silver foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Holding up gold-plated boards of wood. With three or four curtains thrown over the top. Gold-plated wood made the ark. A gold mercy seat on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And God within. A pillar of fire by night, a pillar of smoke by day. This is where he came to dwell with his people in the wilderness. He was there with them in this place which he had designed and he had built according to his specifications. Nowadays, in most churches, you can't build a baptistry without a committee. God didn't have a committee. Closest thing you'll come to it is, let us make man in our own image. And he was talking to himself. The lamb slain before the foundation of the world. These silver sockets are the foundation. The boards on top. The cloths. The linen. The skins above. And everything within. Everything rested on these silver sockets. Because without the redemption, without the atonement, without the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, God wouldn't have been dwelling with his people in the wilderness. In Christ, we are allowed to see God, to meet God, only in Christ. Any other meeting with God without Christ went badly. I am of thou shalt not look upon me and live. That's the part that always wonders me. I always wonder about. I saw God last night. Why aren't you dead? Because they never mention Christ whenever you hear some of that stuff. Unless they're seeing Jesus in a knothole or he's pulling teeth, as the story Earl used to tell. Jesus is the great physician. And he does heal his people as he sees fit. But I don't think he's filling teeth in the middle of the night anywhere. This tabernacle, everything about it, rests upon his sacrifice. His taking upon the sins of his people on the tree at Calvary. Because without that, we have nothing. Because without that, we don't have him. And that's what makes that idiot Rex Humbard an idiot. If I'd have been there, I'd have stopped that crucifixion. The man's a fool. He's a dead fool now. But that's ignorant. I mean, that's beyond ignorant. That's border. Well, that's stupid's forever, Walker. Because without that, without him, we wouldn't have a tabernacle. Without that sacrifice, we wouldn't have a tabernacle because it'd have nothing to stand upon. He'd still be God. He'd still be glorious. We would still need to praise him and worship him, but we really wouldn't feel like it. But with his sacrifice, by his stripes, we are healed. Yeah. And nothing else. I'm going to go ahead and stop. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful again to be in this place again. And we are thankful most of all for your Son, our Savior, our Lord, our Jesus Christ, who you did send to save his people from their sins. And you did redeem us, buy us, and save us. For this we are thankful. In his name we ask for your blessings this and every day. Amen.